important to understand about the toroidal flow is that everything is in motion inside us. Just like in nature, there are many interdependent and interdynamic things going on at the same time in any location. Then, just like that, inside us, there is a very dynamic topography, a dynamic energy system that is in constant movement and flow. When we look at our planet Earth and we are outside of it and we see the magnetic arc field of the Earth, it's called the magnetosphere. It's what, when the solar winds come and, which are very high energy blasts from the sun, as you know, when those come to the Earth, it shows up on the magnetosphere and at the poles of our planet. That's what makes the aurora borealis and the aurora australis in the southern hemisphere. It is because the high energy of the sun and its cosmic rays is glancing across the top of the magnetosphere. Well, the shape of that magnetosphere, which is toroidal, is, we replicate that. And basically, everything that is alive replicates that shape. The Earth is, of course, alive. And, you know, those who see arc fields or see the arc edges, maybe see the dynamic or the dimensions, like an arc structure on the outside of something, then they're seeing actually aspects of the toroidal flow. So what we want to understand before we close our eyes to meditate is that we will instruct us to come in from the top, come down the central channel, down, 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 and out at the bottom, which you can't see my hands, but out at the bottom, you're going to flare out at the bottom. Come up, outside, outside, up. And my hand doesn't work well because of MS, and then back in again. So we're making basically the same shape within our body, and of course it's already there, but we're doing it for our mind that does not live with a common everyday understanding of the toroidal flow, unless of course you do. But if you do not, and the vast majority of humanity does not, then we're going to use our visual imagery, our creative imagination, we're going to create that image of the flow. And the reason we're going to do that is because once we do establish that, then the inner dynamics that are already there within us, central channel, chakras, etc., then they align very quickly, but just as important, the vitality of them, the dynamic quality of the subtle system is available for awareness to use. Because we don't walk around, again, most people don't walk around with this awareness of how dynamic a being we are energetically, then we don't live from that energetic dynamism. We live from habit. We live from contraction, that we are a dense form that has either its capabilities or its problems. That's how we live with ourselves. But as the spiritual path opens our awareness, as our meditation practice opens our awareness all throughout our day, as these two things combine and the maturity of understanding ourselves from the inside out, if you will, and therefore understanding life from its energetic nature, then this idea of the toroidal flow is more apparent to us. We start to live from it. We start to live from its dynamism. And some of the problems that we have that have to do with contraction, limiting, habit, holding, wanting things to be the same instead of in the flow, the dynamic flow that life always is in, then some of the problems that we have actually dissipate or decrease because now we're living from actually inner macrocosmic truth. So we smile And we take a long, slow, deep breath. And we settle together, breathing in and breathing out. Stay with the breath. Stay with good asana. And simply feel the tip of the nose. Feel the vastness of everything. Stay with the simplicity. Feel your attention. Feel the breath. Diaphragm goes in and out. Simplicity. There's a lot happening right now. There's a softening and opening of our contracted nature, our personality nature. And because there's a softening of that to the simplicity and an opening of our control mechanisms such that we just simply sit. Yes, we control in that. We're sitting up straight. We're energetically in good asana. But after that's in place, there's an ease. And we open to it. The eyes naturally feel bright. This brings a clarity, and again a simplicity, an openness to our mind, to our awareness. Feel the ground and become mountain-like in this simplicity, in this tranquil abiding. Coming inside because of simplicity and breath, we can experience that we are factually a microcosm of a macrocosmic design. Breathe in from the vastness and just come in somewhere in the front of the mind, in the front of the face. It can be crown, ajna, tip of the nose, it doesn't matter. Just breathe in from the front, from the vastness of space, in and down the central channel. As many breaths as you need. When you come out at the bottom, have it fan. The breath fans, splits, goes out to both sides. Extend your arms with me out. Your auric field, if you are in good space with yourself, your auric field extends the length of your arms and then some. Up, up with your arms, up to the crown of the head. Put your fingers together and down again, in. Don't worry about your breath. The toroidal flow is there. Down, slowly through all the chakras. They are light like precious jewels. Down, out the root chakra, it fans. Out, go below, below, and up with your arms again. Use your arms. Up slowly. Up. The full reach of your arms above your head. And then down again, your fingers come together. Down through the central channel from the crown all the way down. Chakras of light, heart, solar plexus, sacral, base, fan it out at the bottom. Use your hands up, arms extend. All of this is your energy field. Up, way above the crown chakra. Down again. Crown, ajna, throat, heart, plexus, sacral, base, out again. And once you get to the top again, and then in, this time you can let your hands rest again. And breathe, good asana. And sit in this field that is 360 degrees all around you. We smile with it and sit. From within this field, we smile. Take a long, slow, deep breath to complete our sitting. But this field always is. Keep it open, not contracted. Keep it open and flowing. Experiment through your day. Check in with it. Reactivate your mind to it. and see. See if it affects the flow, the ease, the openness, the attitude of your day. From within this field, flowing and dynamic, restful and coordinated, thus at peace, we breathe light into our mind. We breathe light into our feeling nature. We breathe light into our physical body. We breathe light into our sense of self. And we realize we are light, breathing with and in the world. Love you all. Create a magnificent day.